to these.
Goshenivasinam.
Residents of a coward community. Uta. Indeed. Bhavan. Your Lordship. Kim. What? Deva. O Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rata. Will give. Iti. Thinking thus. Naha. Our. Chetaha. Mind. Vishvapalat. And then the Supreme Source of all benedictions. Palam. A reward. Twat. Then you. Aparam. Other. Kutra api. Anywhere. Ayat. Considering. Muyate. Becomes bewildered. Satveshat. By disguising herself as a devotee. Eva. Indeed. Putana, the demoness Putana. Api, even. Sakula, along with her family members. Makasura and Agasura. Tuam, what? It's not there? Tuam, you. Eva, certainly. Deva, O Lord. Apata, was made to attain. Yat, whose? Dhamma, homes. Artha, wealth. Surit, friends. Priya, dear relatives. Atma, bodies. Tanaya, children. Prana, life air. Ashayaha, and minds. Twatkrite, dedicated to you. Translation. My mind becomes bewildered just trying to think of what reward other than you could be found anywhere. You are the embodiment of all benedictions, which you bestow upon these residents of the coward community of Vrindavana. You have already arranged to give yourself to Putana and her family members in exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee. So what is left for you to give these devotees of Vrindavan, whose homes, wealth, friends, dear relations, bodies, children, and very lives and heart are all dedicated to you, only to you? She can repeat. My mind becomes bewildered.
My mind becomes bewildered.
Just trying to think of what reward.
Trying to think of what reward.
Other than you.
Other than you.
Could be found anywhere.
Could be found anywhere.
You are the embodiment of all benedictions.
You are the embodiment of all benedictions.
Which you bestow upon these residents.
Which you bestow upon these residents.
Of the coward community of Vrindavana.
Of the coward community of Vrindavana.
You have already arranged to give yourself to Putana.
You have already arranged to give yourself to Putana.
And her family members.
And her family members.
In exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee.
In exchange for disguising herself as a devotee.
So what is left for you?
For what is left for you?
To give these devotees of Vrindavan.
To give these devotees of Vrindavan.
Whose homes, wealth, friends.
Whose homes, wealth, friends.
Dear relations, bodies, children.
Dear relations, bodies, children.
And very lives and hearts.
And very lives and hearts.
Are all dedicated only to you.
Are all dedicated only to you.
So, there's no purport to this text in the Bhagavatam. But there are purports by the Acharyas. And by Gopi Pranadana Prabhu, who has translated Sanatana Goswami's purport to this. First, we're going to read Sanatana Goswami's purport. Not that long. So, Om Ganatimadanda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshura Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So, Sanatana Goswami in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita comments on this particular verse. Lord Brahma is amazed at the indescribable perfection of the Vrajavasis, whose unique devotion makes completely indebted to them. But Krishna might ask. So it's interesting. So as we mentioned yesterday, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur sometimes, in a very dramatic way, puts words in Krishna's mouth to sort of illustrate a particular point. And of course, he is completely in touch with Krishna, so he knows what Krishna says. So, but Krishna might ask, he's saying here, quote, how can I ever become insolvent, incapable of clearing a debt? In other words, okay, how can I ever become insolvent, incapable of clearing a debt? In other words, it says, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how can Krishna become insolvent, which means bankrupt? Because as we know, Om Purnam Ada Purnam Ida, that the perfect Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and even though he gives so much, then he remains the complete whole. And each and every emanation that comes from him is complete and perfect in and of itself. After all, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, he is all-powerful. Whatever a person requires from him, regardless of the situation, he should be able to give. In Brahma's opinion, however, Krishna cannot repay the Vrajavasis' property properly, sorry, not even by giving them his own self. Actually, this is very similar to the statement when Krishna says to the gopis that there's no way I can repay you. So, let's put it somewhere. There's no way I can repay you. You'll just have to be satisfied with your own devotion. Actually, that is the greatest payment. Putana was an envious demon who took pleasure in murdering babies. Disguised as a respectable lady, she entered the company of Krishna's devotees just to kill him. Yet she obtained Krishna as her son. In other words, Krishna gave himself to her. Krishna, however, might propose that he did more for the Vrajavasis than merely give himself, because he gave himself to all their relatives as well. But this he did for Putana. Baka and Agga were her brothers, and other demons sent to Braj by Kamsa were close friends. And true as it may be that the main cause of their salvation was their contact with Krishna, they achieved even that contact by virtue of being related to Putana. Wow. How favored then must Putana have been? So, of course, everybody knows the Putana story. Hopefully everybody knows the Putana story. Where Putana was a witch sent by Kamsa. She was called Khichari, not Khichari. Khichari means a witch that flies in the air on uprooted trees. And that's where in the West we have our broomsticks coming from. Because in India, the witches actually just took trees and uprooted them, and then there was the root, and that looked like a broomstick. And that's how they flew.
And
what?
Wood of holly?
I don't know what wood they use. I have to check. I have to ask them. To check with them, you know, if we had any witches around here. But that's how they did it. They flew in the air. That's called Khichari. They flew in the air. So Putana flew in the air and appeared to the Brajavasis like the most beautiful lady, because she was able to change her form and will. And she was able to suckle Krishna and give Krishna her breast milk. And she had poison smeared on her breast, and then Krishna just sucked out the poison and her life force and killed Puchana. But because she actually had some maternal affection for Krishna. Now you may say, what do you mean she had some maternal affection for Krishna? Well, if we look at her past life, she was the sister of Bali Maharaj. And when Vamanadev came to trick Bali Maharaj out of his control of the universe, first of all, before Vamanadev exhibited what he wanted or requested from Bali Maharaj, Putana became very attracted to him because he was a cute Brahmin boy. Cute dwarf Brahmin. He's just extremely cute. And Putana, of course, she wasn't called Putana in her last life. She was, what was her name in the last life? I forget right now. Anyway, whatever her name was, Radna something. Yeah, Radna. So she became attracted to him in a maternal way. She thought, oh, I'd really love to have him as my son. But then when he tricked Bali, her brother, she said, well, he may be my son, but I'll kill him. So in the next life, she took birth as Putana. But still that maternal instinct towards Krishna was there, as well as the violent attitude towards Krishna. So Krishna purified the violent attitude when he sucked the life air out of her, because she came in contact with Krishna's body. And then all that was left was the maternal aspect. So it's not that she had no good qualities when she wanted to kill Krishna. Her good qualities were there in terms of her maternal affection for Krishna, which had already been awakened. Try to understand that. So because of that, of course, she went back to Godhead and she became one of Krishna's mothers in the spiritual world. But because of that, everyone related with her became benefited. You know, sometimes we hear that, you know, you become a devotee, it liberates your whole family. And it's a fact. Just like Balan Maharaj prayed to Lord Nrsimhadev for Haranyakashipu and the other relatives. And Lord Nrsimhadev said, yeah, not only them, but, you know, so many generations backwards and forwards, etc., of your family are liberated or becoming Krishna conscious. So if you even have a relative who's a devotee, that person will actually save you. And actually the statement Prabhupada used in this regard was that one sandalwood tree in a forest makes the whole forest fragrant to one devotee. So just because we are devotees, of course, not me, but you all, we're actually saving our family. Even if the family is completely determined to be nonsense. You know, so of course, this is how we usually preach to new people, you know. We say, you're saving your parents. It's true. They are saving their parents. So Putana actually saved all of her demon associates. Not only family, but actually her associates, because not only were Baka and Aga, who were her brothers, saved, but it says here that the other demons were her close friends because they had Sangha. Asat Sangha.
Demons.
You know, they all got together. You know, demons get together. You know. Of course they do. I mean, actually, like you see people get drunk, they get together in the bar. And people work in financing cars, they get together, you know, they have a conference, they all get together and talk about how to finance cars. So people who have like mentalities or like occupations, they tend to get together. Conferences. So they must have had like demon conferences on the internet or something. So anyway, joking aside, just because they were associated with Putana, and Putana was the demon, just because they were associated with Putana, they got liberated. We'll continue. Thus, Brahma considers inadequate Krishna's payment of giving the Brajavasis only himself, because they have surrendered to his services, their homes, and everything they have. Krishna also gives himself to demons. So what makes pure devotional service to him more desirable than demoniac behavior? Certainly the Brajavasis deserve better than that. And then we'll read the commentary, the different commentaries on this verse by Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur and others. It's really interesting. How Sanatana Goswami says, you know, certainly the Brajavasis deserve better than just getting Krishna, because even the demons got Krishna. It's a really interesting statement. So here we're going to read the commentary by Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. Quote. Perhaps you do not want to say if I can attain the dust of the feet of the inhabitants of Braj, but please answer one other thing that I am now asking. This is Lord Brahma. He's quoting Lord Brahma. What reward can you give to the inhabitants of Braj? This is the question I ask you. And now he's taking the position of Lord Brahma, of Krishna. This is Krishna speaking through the mouth of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. Brahma, though you are knowledgeable of the meaning of the Vedas, you cannot understand the answer. And then Lord Brahma speaks again. Our minds, not only mine, but those of Lord Shiva, the Kumaras, and others are bewildered about this. What is the state of our minds? Our minds have become bewildered, trying to think of what type of reward you could give them from anywhere or any time, as you are the final reward of all. And you have already given yourself the final reward as their son since eternity. But if there is some other thing you have worthy of giving, you should give it to them. So Lord Brahma is trying to convince Krishna to give something. But there is nothing else you could give them, since you have already given yourself already. Thus our minds are bewildered. And here's Krishna speaking again. O Brahma, you are really ignorant of the truth, knowing they would manifest such astonishing spontaneous devotion. I have in advance given myself to them as their son. They are satisfied with this. I am knowledgeable about what to do in the future. In this way, I have defeated you. And then Lord Brahma speaks. O Krishna, if you talk like this, this is how I answer. You are certainly doing what is proper. But though Putana was sinful, just by imitating a devotee, she and all of her family attained you personally. But the inhabitants of Braj, who gave up all attachments such as house, wealth, friends, objects, body, mind for you, out of great affection also attained you, the same body that you have given to the low, sinful Putana, you also give to the most exalted jewel-like inhabitants of Braj. This is, in essence, highly improper.
Highly
improper. You know, so, you know, it's like, okay, let's say, I'll just give a mundane example. Let's say you have a criminal, someone who robs the temple. And so I just say to the criminal that he's robbed the temple, and then here's a devotee like Purvipuru, and I treat them equally. Huh? It doesn't make sense. It's improper. You know, if someone's robbed the temple, you know, at least I'm going to call the police or at least chastise them. But if I give them the same respect I give a Purvipuru, an older devotee, it's just like, what? What are you doing, Krishna? You know, you got to give them something else. And Jiva Goswami says, that's the end of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He's quoting Lord Brahma. He does the same thing. Oh Lord, what can you give to the people of Braj whose houses, possessions, friends, dear loves, dear ones, bodies, sons, life, heirs, and hearts are dedicated only to you, since there's nothing superior to you or Braj, since you've already given them. Thinking of this, my mind becomes bewildered. You awarded yourself even to Putana and her family members because she wore the disguise of a nurse. So here Krishna is speaking. If I give you the dust of their feet, so Krishna is saying, I'm going to give to Lord Brahma the dust of their feet as the highest object, what can I give to them in exchange? Previously, you said that you praise me in order to attain me. Now you ask for their foot dust only. Your steadiness is very good. Fearing such a joking question from the Lord, Brahma recites this verse. Esham indicates those people of Braj possessing glories. Uta indicates a question. A P should be added after Vishvapalat. Anyways, a little Sanskrit analysis. There is no superior place to Braj. There is no superior result than your Swarup. What else can be get? Swarup means form. Own form. Krishna's own form. What else can be given to them? I do not know any fruit superior to you. I am bewildered since I cannot determine this. Putana seemed to wear the clothing of a nurse. The word Eva indicates that it was a disguise to kill Krishna, not worn with devotion. Therefore, how could she get the same result as a devotee? That is the hint. And then he quotes from a verse in the Bhagavatam in the third canto. Evil Putana, who offered her poisonous breast to Krishna to drink with the intention of killing him, attained the position of a nurse in the spiritual world. Who else is so merciful? I surrender to him. The word api indicates, if Krishna attained your shelter, what can be said of others? The word api should also be added to the words in the sentence where it's suitable. She, along with her family members, past and present, attained you by your mercy. Others in her family who were enemies of the Lord but obedient to her attained the same Lord. However, Baka and Aga, wearing contrary clothing, attained only liberation. Surit means one who gives benefit without asking for anything. Pidaha means an object of affection. All the people abroad spontaneously regard you alone as their treasure. And you regard each of them as a treasure. Thus they are complete, but you cannot repay them and remain as if incomplete. What will you give them? Thinking that you are under their control because of debts to them, I have surrendered to the dust of their feet to have my desires fulfilled in relation to you. So what he's saying is, because you are under the control of the residents of Vrindavan, because they have you in a situation where you owe them something you cannot give, if I surrender to them and I take the dust of their feet, then you will have to fulfill all my desires. You understand the logic there? It's really interesting. Because you are complete, because we know that's one of the qualities of pure devotional service. According to Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Krishna is the only means of attracting Krishna, the only means of controlling Krishna, right? You know the six qualities? Beginning with devotional service, the beginning of auspiciousness, it gives transcendental pleasure. And it's rarely achieved, and it's the only means of attracting Krishna. So in other words, the residents, Krishna's devotees, and of course this is very much in line with Yasha Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yasha Prasada, Nag, Katita Katopi, that if you please the pure devotee, to the Prabhupada, then you get Krishna's mercy. If you displease them, then you don't get Krishna's mercy. Krishna say tomorrow, Krishna dite par. Krishna is the property of the pure devotee. Because Krishna can't pay back the debt. It's interesting. Also, it says that one has this unlimited debt to the spiritual master, can't pay that back either. So you got all these debts that can't be paid. Just repossess. No. Then just repossess. Call the bank to repossess your car or something like that. Anyway, that's interesting, isn't it? So it's just like we're all declaring bankruptcy. Of course, now we can't declare bankruptcy because bankruptcy actually eradicates the debts, except for the government. So we can't declare bankruptcy. So all people of Braj spontaneously regard you alone as their treasure. Wow. And you regard each of them as a treasure. Wow. In other words, the devotees regard Krishna as a great treasure, and Krishna regards the devotees as a great treasure. Of course, that's similar to the verse in the Bhagavatam. Sarvo ridyam mayam saranam ridyam tvaham maranyat tena janati naham te vyogunagapi. That Krishna says, the sadhus have me in their hearts. And Krishna says, I have them in my heart. And then Krishna says, because they know no one else but that me, that's Krishna, as theirs, I know no one else but them as mine. Thus they are complete, but you cannot repay them and remain as if incomplete. What will you give them? Thinking that you are under the control because of debts to them, I have surrendered. I'm repeating this because it's so important. I surrender to the dust of their feet to have my desires fulfilled in relationship to you. It should be understood that there is an unfailing bond between Krishna and the people of Braj. Defeating the question at the beginning of the paragraph, Brahma presents the highest conclusion. The prema of the people of Braj, which controls Krishna, is the highest fruit. Wow. And then Sanatana Goswami's coming. And, of course, he also commented in the Brihad Bhagavatam, but here he's writing a different comment. My mind is bewildered. It cannot determine which certainty or controlled by debts to them. You give up persons, this is Brahma speaking, like me, and remain in Gokula. Thus my mind is bewildered with extreme lamentation and sadness. Putana, Baka, and Aga. Everybody knows who Baka and Aga are. Baka is like this stork demon. You know, Krishna just like opened his mouth wide, like a wishbone, you know. Killed him. And Aga is Agasura, the snake demon, which Krishna and the cattle boys marched into, and Krishna expanded himself and killed the snake demon. Baka and Aga attained the Lord by his touch. I do not know what can be given to the cowards other than yourself. Nowhere is it possible, since being born in Mathura or Braj is perfection already. Or Api can be connected with Kuja. I do not know by which, by any means at any time. Even though she hated the devotees, desiring to kill them, Putana and even her family members who were famous for killing children attained you. The reason was that she gave her breast for feeding Krishna. This was already explained. One can only attain the Lord by having a favorable attitude to the Lord. For that reason, Eva is used in emphasis with Sad Dveshat. She was made to attain Krishna by becoming non-different from him, by developing a favorable attitude to him. Being friendly, she must attain you. And the final paragraph. Should I give myself to the people of Braj along with my place and wealth? Is Krishna. They have given everything for serving. Oh, actually, that's Lord Brahma, sorry. Should I give myself to the people of Braj along with my place and wealth? They have given everything for serving you. If you give similar things to them, then you are not equal, showing gratitude. But this does not accomplish your special, famous compassion. That's the end of those purports. So the message here is that Krishna has no way to actually repay the residents of Braj, and he is controlled by them, and if we want to retain Krishna, we have to get the mercy, the foot dust of the residents of Braj. And as was mentioned before, not only we put the foot dust on our head, which was a roll in the dust, we talked about this yesterday, so the whole body is offered to Krishna. You understand? You roll and get the dust all over your body. It's nice. Okay. Do we have time to... Any questions? Because it's already 7:10. Or if we go on to the next verse, there's a lot more for the next verse. questions or comments or problems?
Does that mean that you should maybe, when you roll in the dust,
yeah,
take off your curtain?
Well, I think you can leave your curtain on. I mean, if you're going to say you want your whole body exposed, then it would be something like Duryodhana, you know. I think we have to be practical. Because then we'd be rolling with our naked bodies, you know. I think it's enough to roll in the dust. You don't have to take off your jacket if it happens to be freezing or something like that.
So are we to understand?
The whole point is not money beta them.
Yeah.
Just like surrender, you know, just like we have dandavats. Of course, ladies don't offer dandavats. But so we have dandavats, which means stick, like a stick. That means I offer everything to you, Krishna. So that's really the attitude towards the dust of Vrindavan. It's not that you have to take the dust and roll it on parts of the body that are not touched. I mean, it's just like, I think if you take it, I mean, we do take it literally, but if you just take it like to a literal conclusion, you can end up in trouble, you know, just, oh, I didn't get any in my mouth, I didn't get any in my ears. And again, we put it up my nostrils too, you know. And then you think about the other apertures in the body. You know, it's just like, I think, don't have to take your shirt off. You could if you want. But it's not that you get more mercy by taking your shirt off and rolling in the dust.
Are we to understand that the residents that are now in Vrindavan, I'm saying, you know, are...
That's the way one should see. That's the way one should see. I mean, actually, I mentioned yesterday that Lord Chaitanya advised Jagadanda Pandit only to stay 2 weeks in Vrindavan because he wouldn't understand their mood. Because they're, you know, there's, I mean, obviously there are some things that we don't appreciate that the residents of Vrindavan do. I mean, for example, you may see them beating a cow. I've seen that. And it's a challenge. I stop it. You know, I've seen parents beating children really severely there. And it's a challenge, you know, just to think properly about the residents of Vrindavan while you see these things going on. So I just, you know, separate, as they say, the sin from the sinner. I mean, somehow or other, it's inconceivable this person is a great devotee, this great person now, but they're doing this. It might be a covering of Yogamaya, and I do try to stop it. You know, the kids. Sometimes your kids see kids torturing monkeys or something like that. And it's not right. You know, so the behavior you can actually deal with, but you have to be really careful not to denigrate the person. You know, so you have to, somehow or other, you got to separate yourself. Separate your mind from this is nonsense behavior to not saying this is a nonsense person or that's demonic. Oh, you're a demon, you know, for doing that. I mean, I think it's a challenge. It's a challenge because somehow or other they are close to Krishna. I mean, like Putana.
Can you say that behavior is a challenge? Can you see your reaction that Krishna's putting that challenge?
You could see like that, but still, you know, I stop that behavior if I see it. I mean, if I see someone throwing stones at a cow, I'm not going to just sit there, because the cows are also Vrajavasis too. I'm going to just say, stop right now. You know, the kids do that. Stop right now. And I may get real heavy, but I'm not going to beat the kids. You know, just like it is definitely a challenge. I mean, but people who are born in Braj and live in Braj, they're very special. They're very dear to Krishna. I mean, they may have some characteristics that are not desirable. Let's say, I mean, just to be honest, it's not that we should ignore those things, but at the same time. It's like spots on the moon. You know, it's like the moon has spots, but it's, you know, it's extremely beautiful. It Except when Krishna said to Radharani that your face is like the moon. And, you know, sometimes he said Chandravali, many moons, but sometimes he said, oh, your face is like the moon. She said, you mean I have spots on my face? And then she gets angry with Krishna. Take it in that way. Yes?
I have seen many Brayavasis speaking on the ground, which is also the dasa.
They're on the ground, they roll the dust.
They
don't
stay many times.
Yeah.
So is that, can be also on the fence? Spitting?
For us it is, yes. We shouldn't spit on the ground. But anyway, what can you do? I mean, even when there were no toilets in Vrindavan, the devotees had to go and pass. I mean, even Prabhupada, when he was living in the temples, there were no toilets when Prabhupada was in Radhadamodara Temple or Vamsi Gopal Temple. So I guess it depends on one's attitude too, you know. But generally one should not spit. Anyway, the main thing is we just don't want to criticize them. We may see behavior that is not desirable, but don't go there with your mind to criticize them. Criticize the behavior. It's a real